Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon, and a tired young father trying to read his sons a bedtime story. I wanted to expose my boys to the classics of children's literature so they'd become good people, lifelong readers. That meant books like Goodnight Moon, the 1947 masterpiece quoted above. Margaret Wise Brown's words and drawings were calming, especially for me. I was brought back to those dreamy evenings by a news item. Turns out another regular on our nighttime list, Shel Silverstein's The Giving Tree, was published exactly 59 years ago this week. Never much cared for that one. It's about a tree that dedicates its life to pleasing some selfish kid who keeps asking for more. Fortunately, an author named Topher Payne recently rewrote the ending. In his version, the kid learns that giving is a two-way street. I, too, have yearned to rewrite a few children's classics. I found the Berenstain Bears cloying, annoying. Madeline, the girl who lived at the Plaza Hotel, a privileged brat. And Silverstein's other big book, Where the Wild Things Are, pointlessly weird. To its credit, it sometimes got banned, along with some of our weirder favorites like Roald Dahl's James and the Giant Peach and Madeline L'Engle's A Wrinkle in Time. Incidentally, this is Banned Books Week. Anyway, I grew worried about giving my little hungry caterpillars nightmares and bad habits, so I gravitated to simpler, more uplifting stories. Waddy Piper's The Little Engine That Could, or Peggy Parrish's Amelia Bedelia, Hans Christian Andersen's The Ugly Duckling. Alas, my recitations were sometimes interrupted by shouts of, "Mom, Dad fell asleep again!" So I focused on a more serious subject. Empathy. I read the kiddos Margaret Wise Brown's The Runaway Bunny about a mama rabbit who rebuffs her son's talk of leaving with gentle promises always to find him. Or Marjorie Williams' The Velveteen Rabbit, in which a boy turns his stuffed animal into a real one through the power of love. Or E.B. White's heart-wrenching Charlotte's Web. Only problem with these is that my readings were sometimes punctuated with shouts of, "Mom, Dad's crying again." The boys grew up to be fine young men, bookish, empathetic. But I miss those evenings. I learned so much. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.